Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Plenty bitches daddy's world, man.
God, I don't want to be a mechanic. I want to be a baller.
That's my prayer today for you.
Oluwa. Oluwa, baller status.
That's what I want to be. That's all I want to be, God.
That's all I want for you. Because I just saw something now. They said that when you finish spending, when it's time for Dirty December now, and but you finish spending your money on hot girl summer, in short, you just have to have money. Just, you know, you do. Have money.
And a lot of it.
Have money. Have money that each season will meet you with cash, raw cash, and it will not affect the next one. You get me?
Good.
Because you see me like this, at the Dirty December, even next year, hot girl summer, I don't got it.
This December is going to be a bit clean.
No, this December is staycation. Staycation.
It's like, how are you not going out now? See, I just felt
I'm celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's solemn.
It was in the manger, so I said stay.
As my house resemble major at this point because I'm broke.
I want to emulate the life that Jesus lived. So I decided to stay in a manger.
Humble. I'll just decorate. I have decorations from last year. Just decorate my small table. And that's it. And I will just be watching Christmas movies. I think that's enough.
I hate Christmas movies.
I love them. I love them. The cheesiest ones.
Yeah.
The best.
I mean, yeah, I can play it like and allow it to like play in the background, but no.
I watch it with intent. Like I watch it so deeply and I cry. Even though I know what's gonna happen. In fact, from the beginning,
you already know.
I know who's gonna end up with who. Who is not gonna end up. I know that the person that they start the movie is never the boy that they used to end the movie with. 100%. And then I would cry, you know, and then I would start imagining, oh, I just want to fall in love, you know? Just, damn, fairy tale. Shit. Bullshit. But anyway, my favorite movie is, what's it called?
Precious Exchange.
What the fuck is that?
That's a Vanessa.
Oh, the one that has part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I feel like it's releasing every part and every year for the next 10
I'm
years.
I'm telling you, until the woman is old.
Funny thing is, I didn't watch the last one. I was gonna watch it, but I didn't watch it because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to indulge and just watch it. Turn it into a yearly thing. I will watch it because it's stupid. But no,
I watched the last three, and I'm probably gonna watch the next one.
I will watch it. I have no shame. Though my own is What a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. Sorry, that's my best Christmas movie. You should watch it.
I don't.
It's white. It's not white and black. But yeah, it's old. It's very old.
Oh, hell no.
No, you're going to love it. You know, you know the.
It's not Sound of Music.
No, Sound of Music is different. You know, there's this clip where, what's that thing again? Where, you know, when Nigerians are killing a song too much, and then this lady comes and then she breaks the record.
Oh,
that's where it's from.
So that movie.
That's
oh,
from
yeah.
the movie. That's where it's from. Yeah.
That's a very funny meme. It's like Joha.
Omo, I want to make with it. No, I've not got to there with it's closer yet.
Oh, I'm there.
No, I cannot. I cannot reach there.
I've already reached.
Is go break. No, but closer. I think I'm never gonna get there.
Actually, I'm going to look for it. I'm going to look for it and make
and
that.
Delete
and,
it.
And, literally, like. This is my vibe right now.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome back, guys. Welcome, I know we did not greet you.
Welcome.
But hi.
Hope you guys had a great weekend day.
My week was not too great. Like I had the weirdest week. I feel like I had my busiest week in my whole life, my career in Canada last week.
Damn.
I cried. It was ridiculous. I mean stressed, but I cry for like a brief
happy
period
you
of time.
Said stress after that because I wasn't about to hear anything else.
What was I gonna
keep
say?
Keep going, bro. Don't stop.
Jesus Christ, clean your mind, sir. How did we go from work and how?
No, I was just like, you said when I'm stressed, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's good.
When you run, but no, like when I do this thing where I cry quick, briefly, and then I just kind of get to it. But I have to cry. But it's been a while. I haven't cried to work. I haven't had a work-related cry since I came to Canada.
I had mine in February. I mean, I was going through a lot of shit, but like work included.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was just so stressed and I just went to my office toilet and I just busted out a tear. And I'm like, hard
damn.
Guy. Hard guy.
Hard guy.
And the hard guy just softened. Nah, but I was so tired. I was so, we had this shot as well. Like, was, which I think in the same place we were in January, my office just went into that.
You're just getting there right
on
now.
Monday.
Like, oh, shoot.
They just sent us, like, yeah. And we had a meeting and said, bro, we're about to get serious again. Like, the same type of vibe.
Yeah.
It's the same company, same type of movie.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. But I feel you, though.
I think my manager kind of warned me. She's like, oh, like 2 weeks ago, she's like, oh, take all your walks. If you have time, take a walk. Go for lunch. In fact, go offline and go to lunch now because there will come a time
where you be like,
you will look for food. You'll be looking at food, you'll not be able to eat it.
Are you thinking about?
She wasn't lying. I'm telling you, I didn't sleep the whole night. And like every hour I would wake up.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't go back to sleep. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I'm back up again. And then I'm counting down to when I have to get up at 7 just so that. And you know, I think the problem with being like a project manager for me is the fact that the delivery is not necessarily on you.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I can't do the work that is required. So if we can't deliver, I can't say, okay, you know what, bring half of it, let me do it for you. I can't do it. I can only check up. And if someone keeps telling me, oh, yeah, I'm in a good place, I'm checking up. And I can't be asking you for your working files. So with you, I would assume, like with VFX, right, you have like your working files and stuff. As a project manager, I can't be asking you, you say you've gone far. Let me show you. Show me your working files. Let me see how far you've gone, right? I can only trust and believe when you say, oh, I'm going to be able to deliver on Friday, that you will be able to deliver on Friday. So this is my designer. He kept telling me, oh, I can't deliver. Oh, it's okay. Oh, this is quick. Oh, you shouldn't take more than 2 hours. Oh, this one wouldn't. And then we're supposed to deliver all. In fact, it was a lot. And I know it was a lot. It was too much of work on one person. It was too much.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, this guy goes, hey, Faye, I think I'm going to need some help. I'm like, what? We're delivering on Friday. We've been on this ship for over a month. Boy, what? We had two videos. I had videos to do. I had 4 different videos to do. And all of them had to be versioned. I'm so sorry. I sound very crazy. But for people who don't understand, like, just it was a lot of deliverables and none of it I could do myself. So it's like so that night I just kind of messaged my boss, like, please, I won't talk to you in the morning. Like, in the morning I was like, hey, I fucked up. Like, that was the first thing I said. I was like, I think before I did on camera when I on camera that day, like, look into my eyes and see my sadness.
There's nothing I can do.
I was like, I fucked up. And a lot of it as well, because I was also like, my air is just getting better. Like, I'm kind of in between. Like, it's better now, so much better than before. It's not there yet, but it's better. But a lot of times I'm either incapacitated because of like my air, like I don't feel great. So I wasn't really, really hands on. So I just closed to her, listen, this is what happened. This guy said he could deliver and he didn't. But, and then she's like, okay, so solution. Okay. And then she just called one of our other motion designers. That one had been busy. Thankfully, he delivered the work the day before.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, hey, he'll take on like the tier 2 videos and he'll do that day. I've never messaged a designer the way because I understand that he needs time to work. Like every time I ping him, it's like, shoot, I can't do this thing. But I had to because somebody was on my own neck to like, we have to. Then I found out today, everything was fine yesterday. Today, yesterday, and then this afternoon, towards the end of my day, I was looking at my computer. I actually took a nap. I lied to them. Anyway, I just realized that I had one delivery that was outstanding, and there's supposed to traffic today. So I was like, oh, shoot. And my dad was like, oh, he's going to dinner. I'll see you tomorrow morning. That's what I can do.
He's like, bro.
I thought that my internet was down, sure. That's why.
I need some time off.
I gotta take time. But yeah, my last week was very odd. And then somebody tried to scam people with my name.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that happened, you know.
It's a thing now. I think it became very, I don't know. But yeah.
People were out there saying that Faye was asking. Why did you not ask me? Faye, is it that you don't have my number on your phone?
I think so.
Because I think that's what it is. I get a message saying that, oh, Faye needs my card. I'd be like, ah.
And then somebody unfortunately.
She owes me $5.
So how about you
send me first? So how about you send me my money first?
And then I'll send you the rest, okay? How does that sound?
I'm like, ah. You know that I actually wish I got that message. I'd be like, ah, but you owe me now. Where's my own money first?
How dare you ask me for money when you owe me money?
Like, I don't owe you. I say you owe me.
You owe me. You can't remember.
I'm not going to bring receipts.
You know that you said that your grandpa was dying, that he needed a hospital bill.
But that sucked.
It was a weird week. It was a weird week for me, but.
We're happy we're here now.
Yeah, I slept through the weekend.
We've had a pretty good laugh in the last 2 hours.
Yes, and we didn't record half of it. We didn't record any of it.
I'm telling you, man, in the last 2+ hours, we had like an awesome amount of laughter.
It's one of the reasons for the laughter. Please, let's just repeat it here. Somebody said that. Somebody is... So which one is worse? When they say you don't, you're not aesthetically pleasing? Or they say you don't have oomph.
So first things first, as a man, I don't want to ever hear that I am neither of these two. First of all, never ever mention to me that someone told me that I don't have the oomph.
Aesthetically pleasing. I think oomph is worse for me. I think oomph is like the wow factor. I guess that's what it is.
I think oomph is actually more, I think oomph is... I can decide what oomph is. Like it's okay to say that, but you don't have the oomph. I'm like, okay, you
can say
that.
Money?
That means I don't have money. And I'm like,
what?
That's accurate. You know, I really don't have the oomph. Or someone said, oh, but you don't have the oomph. I'm like, oh, a good hairline. That's true.
That's right.
That's correct. So I don't have the oomph. I can decide
what oomph the oomph is.
Unless I then become stupid and say, can you please describe what the oomph is?
And then the person goes ahead and tells you the true meaning.
That, no. But on the other hand, if someone said, you know, aesthetically pleasing.
Whoosh.
Bro. Because every... like, I understand everybody wants that Instagram. That Instagram looking guy, you know, and all, and, you know, muscular or rich or whatever. But, like, there's so many different types of aesthetics. Like, we're saying that you're not pleasing.
Oh, fine. From us too.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
No, but do you guys care about like? It's women that care about being aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you want to look nice.
Yeah, but the truth is, guys, as long as you have money, you don't gotta. No,
but money
cute.
Makes you look nice though.
Agreed.
Doesn't give you fashion sense or.
Yeah, because we're talking about the celebrity that he didn't used to look nice and then he had money like whoop.
Yeah, like.
Damn.
Money always will make you look
so
nice.
If you have oomph, does that mean that you automatically have aesthetics added onto you?
You can't have oomph without the aesthetics. That's facts. You have to have, but you can have the aesthetics and not have the oomph.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like because I mean the oomph can be hairline. So sorry. It's just genetically oomph.
Well,
nothing I can do. It costs money to
make,
do
really
surgery.
That's really not my problem, sir.
So, like, yeah, I think you have to have aesthetics. Ah, Lord. The minute not use aesthetics.
This boy tells me I'm not aesthetically pleasing. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. I hope I don't know the person. So it wouldn't matter. Because if someone I don't know says, I'm like, yeah, you're not aesthetically pleasing too. You don't look like $1 million yourself, but it's okay. But if somebody I know.
Imagine you were toasting, or a guy was toasting, unless he had a crush on a guy.
God.
You know that meme that's like, see, I'm feeling you? I don't know.
I
think I'm feeling, there's some TikTok, I've gotten the lyrics now. Imagine you had a crush on a guy.
Uh-huh.
And the guy came to you, was chatting to you, and you know, like, you're feeling him, and you're feeling you, blah, blah, blah. And then, when everything was going, like, smoothly, it starts to take a downturn, and he says the reason why.
He's not following up.
The reason why, like you ask him like, oh, you want to be serious, you're straightforward with the guy. And he says, oh, I really like you, but like you just are not like aesthetically.
You're not my type. You're not my.
The word is so hard on my tongue.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically. Aesthetically.
No.
You get
okay.
The point.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just going to call it stitis. Right? For the rest of the episode, I'm just going to say stitis.
Stitis.
So... And the guy says, oh, man, I really like you and whatnot, but like the reason why I
you don't
I
got it like that
is because you don't have the statistics.
The statistics.
So, how would you take that?
I would hope he dies. I would literally pray for him to fall down and break his head. And damn, I don't know what I do. I hope it's not in person so I can block. Damn.
Like, that can, if you send it via chat,
it's etched in my memory forever.
Forever.
Like, because I will keep seeing that chat.
Yeah, because if it's like said to you, you can like fire it off and be like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
or tomorrow I can say that, you know what? It never happened. But if I read it.
Like it's there.
It's there. Like if I close my eyes.
Like, and you first have to go,
I close my
I thank the Lord that I have statics. You know what's funny? It, when you actually open it, the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna go to your Instagram page.
I start looking. I will check yourself like
you're like.
I bet me.
It's like blue shirt and red jeans.
You mean me?
It's not giving this.
It's not giving. Ah, this is my fupa in this photo. That's why.
It's actually.
When I look at myself, all I see is aesthetics. Ooh, Jesus.
Are you actually looking at your IG?
I am looking at my IG. She's like, in case somebody comes to say this to me.
Let me quickly go and check.
I mean, I'm looking at my birthday photo shoot and it's like, whoops.
Hey guys, just take a quick derail. My birthday is coming up in about a couple of days. In less than two. No, actually, it's not less than 2 weeks. In about 2 weeks. Two plus weeks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks and some days. So, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do a photo shoot.
Are you doing a photo shoot?
No. Ugh. I was just lying.
Oh, it's true. I know it's not milestone bedding. Now you're still young. So
yeah,
it's okay.
22 under 22.
Mm, nobody really cares.
Actually, I'm 28 on 28 this year. And that's gonna happen just once in my lifetime. Now I'm caught up in a limbo. Because a lot of people think I'm older than my age.
Yes.
A lot of people actually think that I'm 30.
Maybe it's the hair. Or lack thereof.
So for you just told me I don't have the oomph. Like she said it very subtly. But she said, it's okay. We keep recording.
Apologies.
It's all right. But like a lot of people don't know my real age. And people think that I am over 30.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people also think that I am... I don't think anybody thinks I'm under 25, but...
No.
I tell a lot of people that I'm under 25. So, like, this for just for the post, I'm going to do a 28 under 28. And I'm going to get, like, oh, my God, you're just 28?
Yes. You're so young. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Is this your football age?
I'm 28, bro.
Is this your football age?
But it's the reactions I'm looking for. It's like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were that young. I'm like, yes, I'm young. What do you think?
Look again, blow me the glasses too.
Yeah, the glasses. But you know, that's why I'm like changing my style. Like I'm changing my aesthetics. So like so I can be
into
a complete
what,
different
please? Into what?
Like I'm changing my I may be like giving like I was about to say Rastafari, but I ain't got the hair for
no,
it.
No, I mean
I don't know. I'll figure it out though.
Yeah, but it's winter now. It's hobo chic that is out there. It's fashion.
Guess what I did over the weekend?
What?
I bought something. Guess what I bought?
A new red jacket.
First of all, that is all shades of violence. Guys, leave my jacket alone. If you're listening to this and you see me with my jacket, leave it alone.
See,
it's just part of my identity.
Anybody using red jackets in Canada is demo.
It's part of my identity. I like it.
I mean,
it.
I have one too, so.
Right? It's just part of my identity. But no, I bought something. I'll make it easy for you. Footwear.
You bought Crocs!
I bought Crocs.
No, do you see that person? They were like, the guy was like, do not buy Crocs. You see, that's what I wore here today.
Yeah.
Today when I was going to actually tell, I told myself, okay, I went out in the morning to the bank and I'm like, fake hemi. No. Wear boots. I literally had to find my combat boots, lace them up, like, look okay now. What should I do? But when I was coming today, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna wear sneakers. Like, I put one leg inside sneaker. I'm like,
nah, it doesn't feel the same,
yeah,
bro.
No.
I'm out.
No. And my Crocs are the ones with the fur.
Same. I got the one with the fur. Do you know, I got it the same day I saw that video. I decided to get it the day before. And then I got it the day, same day I saw the video on Sunday, yeah. And then I haven't taken it off since then.
Is that how you work here?
Yes. I haven't taken it off.
Like, what color? Like, what color did you get?
It's like it's actually multicolored. I didn't get they didn't have the one color ones of my size. So I got like a multicolored one, but it's kind of like, you know, this
tie dye?
Yeah.
Right.
So like,
nice.
I always wear black and sometimes red. So
black and red.
So I said, okay, we'll work. In the
Welcome yeah. to the good life. So
I'm
you
not
will never
club.
Travel in any other shoe in your
That's
life.
That's exactly what the friend of mine that I so I went to your friend and I wore her Crocs, and the moment I put my leg inside of it, I said I'm going to buy this tomorrow. And she said, once you buy it, you're never going
to travel. You're never going to wear any other things. Maybe now because of like winter and stuff.
Yeah.
But truth is, you're going from your car or from a car to the airport.
You're
not going to be standing outside for long hours. Plus, wherever you're going to, it's probably warmer.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm going to get one more for travel.
Same.
For like hot regions, because I can't wear this one in like Nigeria.
So that's what
they're
saying. Mujay is meant to buy the second one. So I'm just putting it out there.
Just make your Christmas present. Just put it in your Christmas list. Like, I'm like, you know what?
Just putting it out there. Like, she's meant
Thank
to buy the
you.
Next one. So that's
Damn.
It. But yeah, I joined the Crocs gang.
then.
I think I'm gonna try and see if I can add someone into that group.
Gay. Bloom.
Let's see.
Oh man.
Let's see. Anyways, you can join the group chats.
Anyways, I know, guys. We went to record for so long, but we were just in, so we're not gonna spend so much time recording today. But we have a quick discussion I want to go into that I'm gonna throw to Faye.
Please, what is it?
Right there now, and let's see her reaction. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you think? How would you feel? What would be your reaction? I know we're doing a lot of reactions. What would be your reaction if you were dating somebody and you guys like were in Nigeria together,
mm-hmm.
or any part of the world, in case we have multiple listeners, so like any part of the world, mm-hmm. and they moved to quote-unquote Western environments?
He moved or we moved?
He, okay. You, together. But like the partner definitely had to move. It could be only the person or it could both of you. And then he changed his accent and he started to act extremely bougie.
Brand new.
What would be your reaction?
But in like how many weeks though?
I'm talking about like maybe 2 months, 3 months. It's like he went from like, can you pass me water? Can you pass the water?
To me or to his colleagues?
No, to you. Not like, I mean, we not know like code switching. We know the code switching thing. Everybody does that.
But to
like,
me?
To you. He's like,
I'm probably going to laugh. Like the first thing that comes to mind, I would probably just bust his laugh like, what?
I think it's grounds for divorce.
So I would assume, no, I don't like to jump to conclusions. I would assume that he's kidding. Maybe he's just trying to get this reaction out of me because he's not going to laugh. But if he do persist,
like he come back, like one day he just comes back from work or like, and you like, say he made like downstairs.
Watching a movie, I just,
it's like, what's that called? It didn't it? Like, I'm using British accent because it's the one that is, you know, it's very easy for us because when we talk, obviously, we also kind of have accents in a way. But like, because of movies and all that shit, British accent is very, it's very peculiar.
Very,
right?
Very, very extreme.
So you don't learn it. You don't gain it from Hollywood. You gain it, like,
you have to be intentional.
Like, intentional with it. So like, it's like, oh, it's like, ah, can I have the water?
In it.
In it? I think it's grounds for divorce.
Oh God, I'm gonna laugh him to death, and if he continues, we're probably gonna like move into separate houses.
Because what's next? Next thing, you're going to Michael Jackson or me now?
What? I can't even. I can't imagine. Especially if it's like in a short period of time. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. Do it to your colleagues, not me.
Like code switching is a thing, so that exists definitely.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. In my office, they stress me though because they also think I'm a gangster. Like I don't know why, but those guys come like.
I can tell you why, because the boy is wearing hoodies to work and he is actually putting up the hoodie on his head. Am I lying?
Yeah, because it's cold, bro.
Yeah, so they think you're. Are you the only one that is cold?
They have hair on their head. I don't. They're standards, bro. different circumstances. I don't have hair on my head.
Oh, okay. That's another angle. But I never thought about it.
I do cover my head with a hoodie most of the time. No, it's funny. Like, I have this colleague that comes to me and is like, yo. I'm like, sorry, excuse me? It's like, hey.
Is he black?
She's almost black.
Oh, she. What does that even mean?
Like, she's like, she's not really Drake. She's Filipino.
Ah.
Right? She's Filipino. But like, she's also like dark skinned Filipino.
Oh, right.
So,
okay,
like,
okay,
if
okay.
she weren't Filipino, like, she could walk into a place and people think she's like, mixed race.
Oh, right. I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So, she's kind of like on the darker side of life.
So she goes, yo?
She goes to me and she's like, yo. I'm like, you better yo.
Yo, you want to? You found a family.
Nah, but I'm like, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, yo, what's going on, bro? Like, one day in my office, I'm like, oh, gang signs and shit. And then, so, like, I'm not doing gang signs. I'm just like, so I'm telling someone peace. And then she's like, so she's Asian, so like, I don't know how they say peace, but like she's Korean, and she's like, and then someone says, oh, West Side? I'm like, oh, no, that's West Side. And she's like, oh, that guy's like, oh, you're doing gangsters and shit? I'm like, first of all, I'm from Lagos.
We don't do gangs.
We don't do gangs.
We do cut.
The only sign I know is sign
it's
of
a
love.
Cross.
And the cross to Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you mean? I ain't nobody doing no gang. Gang what? But it's funny because we're only three black guys in my office. So it's assumed that we're in a gang. Blood and cribs and shit.
I wish I could. I'm the only white guy. I say white guy.
Faye has started that transition. Next thing Faye's like, all right, guys, get up and have a good night, mate. I'm just happy to talk to you, but I digress.
Why the hell did I say that? I'm the only black person in my office. Guy, girl, I'm the only black person. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm ready to be secure.
That's nice. I was the only black person. I think they hired those guys for Black History Month.
Yeah, probably.
I'm happy. I'm happy they did.
Probably.
Because it was all in February. Two black guys in February.
Ah, yeah. So, yeah. They're trying to increase their headcounts.
Probably was like, ah, just
and
one.
Then, you know, because of Hollywood and stuff, like, they've there's a certain percentage of...
Of people you have to put.
People
yeah,
because of color, people of this. So, they have to... When they add their name, they will count as...
Yeah.
Part of the crew or Mado, part of the whatever.
They give them money for it.
Yeah, no, it's just like, okay, again, this kind of leads to, like, you know how people like, oh, they only employed you because of... I don't care. Is this something you care about?
So I don't give a damn if I'm a diverse... See, I have this mindset about being employed, right? I believe, so I will also transfer this to another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Nigerians have this thing in their mind because we are conditioned to think that whenever we're given an opportunity...
We don't deserve it.
We don't deserve it, one, and we are doing them a favor. Oh, sorry, they are doing us a favor.
Yeah.
But I always say this. When you look deeply at it, I work 40 to 50 hours at my job. I might not be perfect at my job, or anyone might not be perfect at their job. I might be fantastic at my job. Irrespectively, I put in my hours, I do my shit, and I try my best to do it. At the end of the day, the highest paid person in the organization
can
is the
do
owner.
What, yeah.
And he can do
what
all
you do.
All the things
what everybody
that we are
does,
doing.
Yeah.
So we are doing him a favor, right? At the end of the day, we are doing him a favor. But in Nigeria, it's always like you've always looked at the
be
CEO
grateful.
As the
grateful
guy that gave
you
the opportunity.
You.
I understand it. There's lack of unemployment numbers and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus, like you are working to put more money
in that person's pocket.
So why would I now be feeling that if I'm a diversity hire, it's for you people.
It's cool.
Yeah, you. I am.
I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing your numbers a favor because I'm going to increase your chance from 0% to 1%.
Yeah. So like, if I am a then fine, but I don't give a damn. And that's I was going to divide because of Big Brother. One time, someone on Big Brother said, "Oh, thank you, Big Brother, for doing this for me and giving me the opportunity to be this when I leave the house. Mm-hmm. The opportunity I'll get." Very true, but the amount of money that you will make. Whether from any sponsorship deal that you do, or any sugar daddy that will buy Benz and give you 10 million gifts, or any of your fans that would do whatever they're going to do for you, or even if you win the 100 million in cash prizes and gifts that they promised the winner,
mm-hmm.
you still have not made enough money that the producers, the organizers, and the sponsors have made off the show. You've not made it probably more half or quarter the same money.
No,
no matter how much, you are benefiting them. So the logic, because I said, Love is Blind, or the Netflix one that I tried to watch one episode, Too Hot to Handle. I don't remember them saying, oh my God, thank you so much to Netflix for putting us. No. Because
like,
they understand.
I'm here. That is true. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I was going to say that, oh yeah, with Big Brother, like they could have chosen, blah, 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 but because they don't have a special skill set. So for people that they don't actually have a skill set that they are employing for, they are bringing it for. So maybe that's why they are saying thank you, because it's like they don't think as well. Like they didn't know, what did they ask them, the audition? It's not like, oh, can you dance? Can you sing?
But,
like,
out of thousands, probably even millions, mm-hmm. you're selected to join the show.
That's why they make them feel like it's it. Because with jobs...
generally anywhere, out of thousands, every day we apply for... When I apply for... I think Visa is a good example that you can say that, yeah, I can thank the government because I don't have any legal right to it. Mm-hmm. Even with that, still. But like, what I mean by that is that...
I'm not coming to spend money
I'm
in
I'm still
country.
Coming to spend money in your country. I'm still coming to invest my dollars. The amount of money I'm going to pay to your airline will go back to the taxes your airline is going to pay to your country. So, like, it's still, like, a revolving cycle. Ain't nobody going to tell, like, the country, oh, my God, thank you so much. Do you ever think that Americans, when they apply for probably British visa, or like,
oh, my God,
or like,
no.
They go, like, oh, my God, thank you so much. You
don't use them as an example because they are very rude.
Do you get my point? But in Nigeria, we'll go and probably give Thanksgiving.
Yes, no.
On the altar.
Yeah, because that one is poverty. It's because of what we've experienced.
But it's the same
it's
logic.
Mentality. Yeah, that, yeah, I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
That flows down. So, guys...
That is true, because it's true. Like, the Who Hot and Too Hot, they know that they are stars. They, like, you brought me on this show because you needed me. Yeah.
Out of the 1,000...
You can't do it yourself. You're going to bring somebody.
Ebuka cannot come and enter the house and ask for personalities.
And ask 10 people's parts.
You can't. But at the end of the day, Ebuka is probably being paid higher than any amount of money the top 10 will make.
Yep. That is true. Do you know, I thought about that too. I'm like, all this money Ebuka is 100 million in gift prizes. Do you know how much Ebuka is making for
this show? Because at the end of the day, he's a co-producer in the show, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's no longer just a presenter. He's definitely a core part of the production team.
right? And they're making big bucks.
Yeah, they are. Do you know how much the sponsors, the headline sponsors pay?
I heard almost $1 billion or something.
I heard over.
And they're just giving the price. I understand, yeah. Cost of running Nigeria is a lot. So, yeah, they're going to make loss. I was going to say, Naomi and someone analyzing the fact that they may make a lot of loss this year based on rising, the grid dropping 5,000 times, petrol pricing fluctuating up
and down. I don't think it was too, I don't think they're not going to be short. They will just not make as much profit as they expected.
So, like, they'll probably lose, like, some of the profit they would have.
But also, I also think that because this year, like, they understand inflation, right? I think that they also increased the buying. So if last year's buying for maybe like the headline sponsor was 1 billion, probably this year was like maybe 1.3.
Yeah.
So they've probably factored it. Nigerians, they've factored it again, in.
Even the networks, there's a lot of money that these producers make that, like, when I heard that, the guy said, oh my God, thank you, Big Brother, for his opportunity. I was just like, bro, thank Big Brother. But just so you know, you're doing more of a favor to them than they are doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even believe it. So at the end of the day, you should be very, very proud. You should be very, very proud of what you are doing, and not be out here talking like as if you have changed your life. Or
yeah, because me, I don't have everyone like, oh, you just a diversity hire, talking black person in the office. Thanks.
So happy.
I do get paid, do I not?
In full.
I appreciate it.
In full.
I don't really care. I don't care. As long as it's not like, oh, at work, they now start treating me like, oh, they start like treating me like a black girl in quotes, like, oh, I don't know, making certain, that is where there's a problem. But you employed me, whether or not you are using me as a token black girl or token black whoever, there is still a part of you that employed me because I can do the job.
Yeah.
You would not employ the token black girl that says that she's a project manager and can and does not have anything. Any even if I lied through it, through my resume and my interview, I must have sold myself, because there's still probably a good number of other black people in that pool or other races in that pool that you could have chosen from. So yeah, you know what? I can still do the job. I just happen to be black, and so damn worth. So damn worth. He's okay. I don't care about it.
Don't worry, guys. We've advised you today. Do what's necessary and don't care. Don't give a damn.
No, but I love it. I think that sometimes it just makes me feel like, oh, I'm so special. I'm the only black girl in my office. Yay. And then I go, oh my God, there was a funny thing that happened. So I just took out my dreads and maybe like 2 weeks ago, I still had them on. And then this colleague of mine who has seen me literally, did she see me before I made my dreads? Yes. We even went out like days after I made my dreads, almost 3 months ago. Please don't tell anybody. And then on a call, she goes, oh, Faye, I love your hair. I'm like, which one? The one that has been on my head. I literally don't do much to my hair. So it's not like, oh, I packed it in one way that was very scintillating, or I just did one donut.
She just did one.
It was literally this. She's like, oh, your hair, I really love your hair. And I'm like, thanks. I didn't even realize in the moment. And after the call, I'm like, wait, what did she just say? The hair has been on my head for 3 months. Or is she telling me that it's dirty?
You're probably saying that, like, bro. I've seen this a bit too
I think
much.
It's time for you to take it out. Otife Madoti, remove it. I'm okay.
I once did that.
I think that's my cue.
I once did that for a girl in my class when I was in school. So it was a white girl, but she had braids on. And that braid was done, bro. Like, it was done.
Like, ma'am?
And
no.
She just didn't want to, because I think, you know, this kind of like, she really liked
it. I
want
to keep it on, yeah. And then she might not find somewhere else to make it again.
And we're just new to school then. I was just like, I really like your braids. One time I'm like, I really like your braids, man. But I was like, in Nigeria, when the end is, I don't know if this is true or not, but I just figured I could lie because I was the only black guy in my campus, so fuck it. I said, oh, in Nigeria, you know what we do when the braids are a bit loose? We kind of like burn the tip.
What?
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's not.
Exactly. But that's what I told her. And that was my signature. I told her that, bro, this
take
shit is
it
loose.
Out. It's loose.
Because it was all over the place. Like, she would now, and it was so long. And I don't know if it was her natural hair.
So maybe her hair too was like in it.
In it and everything. But it was so loose and stuff was, hair would fall over the ground. And yeah, I remember she had this gray, like, trench coat. And the hair and the gray trench coat were the same color at some point. It's like, it was all over the place.
At some point, it didn't start off as the same color.
No, it didn't.
Ah. Yeah. So it was time to take it out.
So yeah, it was just like...
I've never heard of braids fading before.
Yeah, I was just like, you gotta get rid of this sis. I was like, you know what? You want to be black? Sister?
Take
my
it out.
Sis? You gotta take this out, bro.
Take it out.
But that was funny. She didn't finish school with us.
Remember maybe is that your comment that made her run away from school?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It was color theory. She didn't like color theory. I know that's so random. We had a class called color theory where we studied.
Oh, I thought it went like people color and like white.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. She was very white. She was from Germany.
Oh, that's as white as they get.
Yeah, like Hafenskan, Germany. Like,
Devo, what is wrong with you?
Like that type Germany. Like she was German, man. I'm very sure. No, it was color. We had a class called color theory and the teacher was a dickhead. And the teacher used to pick on her a lot. Because she was also younger than most of us.
Where was the chef from? Was he like?
He was Canadian. I think he was Canadian. It was white though.
Because sometimes you know people like take out their like biases on people. Maybe like he has like.
I had a teacher I think didn't like me. Because he just used to pick on me. And like people were like, oh no, he's not picking on you. The work is just trash. I'm like, no.
Ah?
He's also picking on me.
So your work was trash?
Yeah, but he was still picking on me.
So, okay. So why
like,
did
it was,
you
not? Those were not mutually exclusive. It was two in one. Like he was definitely picking on me, but the work wasn't good.
So
like,
that why do you not believe that your work just wasn't good and he was just picking on you?
Why
just
I don't was because I had a partner and we were working on it together. So we were working on this film. I was the comp guy. I had an animator. This is dinosaur stuff we're doing. And I had done majority of the work and I was clear of where I was, but I needed the guy to work. And he came to me and said I was behind schedule when I wasn't.
Mm.
And then the guy that was animating, who I was waiting for, he told him, good work.
Mm.
Do you get it?
Yeah, so it's kind of like based off of it. Like you,
I need his work. Yeah, you need his work to finish to show mine. Your own work.
Yeah.
So then he says I'm behind schedule, but then tells the guy that he's doing the work that I'm waiting for.
He didn't like you.
Do you get it? So like I always had assumptions about it throughout like my time in school, but that particular
confirmed
review
it.
Made me know, and then from there I just changed the dynamics, and I stopped smiling. I mean, you're the only black guy in the campus, and you stop
smiling.
It becomes a problem. It's trouble. Like, I go from that, like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You be good.
Hi.
Hi. And to, hey, what's up? And then everybody, I'm not looking at anybody anymore. I'm not smiling at anybody again. I go to class, I sit, I plug my headphones. When it's done, I just bone. I don't greet. All of a sudden, people are like, okay, something's up.
Somebody needs to check in on this guy, please. So before he burns down the school.
It's like, hey, the resident black guy is angry. Nah. Anyways, guys.
They gotta appease the gods.
We had to. But guys, anyways, like I said, we spent so much time talking.
We'll do better.
We have to do better next time. Because we had a lot for you guys today. We're like, as life will have it.
We use half of the time to gist before. We'll start recording some of these gist and we'll just be dropping it randomly in the middle.
I swear, because This was
sweet. But I feel like some names were mentioned, but like both international and local.
Local currency.
We don't want people to. We don't want the powers that be to shut us down.
To shut us down, yes. I'm not trying to talk about Lizzie. You get, and record it.
Lizzie, baby, lucky.
I didn't. Oh my god! I just laughed so loud on the mic. I'm just sorry, that's premium comedy. I love it.
I absolutely love it.
I was like, what? I was about to continue the song. I was like, did you just say Lizzie baby look?
Mama's gone, boy.
No, that's funny, guys.
You didn't see that online? He was all over the internet.
Oh no! That's too much. That's too much. It's a Lizzie baby is in the.
But
is in
welcome,
the
guys, to my stand-up comedy. I'm selling tickets on Ticket Gateway and what's that? That's it. Master Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Maybe hey. Rogers, Scotia, or hey. Maybe Eco Hotel and Suites. Actually, no. Anybody going to a Eco Hotel and Suites. But
what do you say? One that is looking for you in room 409. Basbos.
Let's not get into that. Do you just come up for a minute?
I want to ask you a few questions.
Let's just chat. So, and they'll never ask you, do you have a boyfriend? That's the first question.
So,
like, he's never going to stop anything. Like, okay, I tell you yes. So what? The next thing is, why are you with him?
So, it's like, what's he giving that I can't give? You know, I can give you some things to help.
Yeah, just thank God for good home training.
Home training.
There was a day that I actually said, I brought out cards that this man have given me, and I just started crying. I had only 5,000 in my account, and I was weeping. Actually, I didn't have 5,000. I had just withdrawn the last 5K in my account, bought gas into my car, and I had 500 naira left in my account. And I started to open my wallet, saw cards of this man. I just started crying. That God.
My God. I don't want to be a mechanic.
I want to be a baller. Why?
Bitches did this one, man.
I'll never get over that.
Oh my days. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sticking with us and listening. I'll be back with another episode very soon. Don't go anywhere. I still remain the humble, the sweet, best, and the freshest DJ out here in Ontario, Canada.
Sweet face.
And I'm my, my co-anchor here.
Faye Kemi. Faye baby. FT Sugar. Faye Sugar. Sugar Pepe.
Also known, also being, you know, used on WhatsApp for
for whatever.
For scams.
Beware.
Watch out. Beware. Just in case. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Peace.